In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. We have some words in English because today the first liturgy, the liturgy of the first week and the month, and usually we pray that in English completely. So as you notice, most of the hymns and also the readings are in English. Today, at the second Sunday in the Apostles' Fast. And the Apostles' Fast is the fasting of the service. Every fasting in the church has its own goal and aim. And the Apostles' Fasting is concentrating on the service and on the work of the apostles. That's why today we hear direct directions from our Lord Jesus Christ how to live the heavenly life and how to benefit of the Holy Spirit who came upon every one of us and dwelt in us on the Pentecost and after that. Every one of us who was baptized received the Holy Spirit and has become the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, at the same level you are given, the same level you are required to do. If we live the normal life, man to man, person to person, without the work of the Holy Spirit, then we love our neighbors and hate or dislike our enemies. But if we live on the level of the Holy Spirit who dwell in us, we find that the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ himself, who was during his crucifixion forgiving the soldiers who were persecuting and crucifying him, then we have to live on the same level. Not only to love our neighbors, but also even to love our enemies. We are also supposed to let the Holy Spirit work in us all times. And when the Holy Spirit works in me, then I'll be in continuous relationship with God. That's why St. Paul, in his epistle today, started with this verse. Continue earnestly in prayer. And the prayer is the dialogue between me and my beloved God who dwells in me. And the great intercessor who completes my prayer is the Holy Spirit who dwells in my heart. That's why every one of us considers the prayer not just a must, but something he loves to do, something eagerly he go to and practice. Actually, my beloved in Christ, the Holy Spirit in us changes our lives completely. When the Holy Spirit dwelt in me, then my personal spirit has control on my body, and the Holy Spirit has control on my personal spirit, then the Holy Spirit has control on my life, spirit and body. That's why when we pray through the Holy Spirit. When we repent through the Holy Spirit. When we deal with the others, whoever they are, we deal through the Holy Spirit in another way. Let the image of our Lord Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit between you and anyone else. When He insults you, look at Jesus who is between you and Him and ask Him, well, you will do, my Lord Jesus Christ. Will you return the insult? And you will hear the word, no, I will bless those who curse me. That's why the gospel of today, who came just after the blessings that the Lord gave to the people in Luke 6. When you go home, open St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, and you will find that the Lord started to give the blessing to the people and to the disciples who were among Him. And after He chose His 12 disciples, He told them, blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. And then after that, He said, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who spitefully use you. My beloved in Christ, if we do exactly like the people outside, who do not know our Lord Jesus Christ, it means that we deny the power of the Holy Spirit in us. If I retain the deeds of the people against me with the same manner they do to me, then I forget that I am the vessel of the Holy Spirit, and I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit who dwells in me is supposed to work strongly in my life. Also, the Holy Spirit helps me how to repent from all my heart and how to admit my mistakes and sins and how to decide not to go back to them again whatsoever. And the Holy Spirit also gives me the forgiveness of my sins when I repent. That's why during this period of the Apostles' Fast, we renew our relationship with the Holy Spirit. We recognize the power of the Holy Spirit in us as the third person of the Holy Trinity. That's why today, what we are asked is much more than the people of the Old Testament or even the people who live among us outside of the church, outside of the frame of Christianity, outside of the region of Christianity. That's why today the Lord said it clearly. Love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of Most High, for He is kind to the unthankful and evil. All the commandments that the Lord gave us today in St. Luke chapter 6 from 27 to 38 is a practical life of the Christian person, the normal life of those who knew the Lord and not only know him, but live in him, or let him live in us. النهاردة أحبائي الحد الثاني من صوم الرسل، صوم الرسل وصوم الخدمة. وصوم الخدمة مش خاص بالخدام، لا، صوم الخدمة خاص بكل إنسان حل فيه الروح القدس. كل إنسان أصبح هيكل للروح القدس، كل إنسان يعمل فيه الروح القدس، كل إنسان مات مع المسيح في المعمودية وتثبت فيه الروح القدس بالميرون. وعلى قد ما تاخد على قد ما يطلب منك. حتى العالم العادي، حتى العالم العادي ياخد الضريبة على قد الإنكم بتاعك، فكل ما تبقى عالي كل ما يطلب منك أكتر. فأنت النهاردة كهيكل للروح القدس مطلوب منك ما هو غير مطلوب من الناس اللي بره على الإطلاق. نحن في العهد القديم نرى أن ربنا يقول تحب قريبك مثل نفسك، لكن ما قالش تحب عدوك. إنما في العهد الجديد قال حب عدوك. ليه؟ لأن الروح القدس الساكن فيك، مخلصنا الصالح، روح المسيح الساكن فيك، المسيح نفسه غفر للصالبين وقال يا أبتا اغفر لهم لأنهم لا يعلمون ماذا يفعلون. وشوفنا استفانوس رئيس الشمامسة عمل نفس الحاجة، بيرجموه ويقول له يا ربي لا تقم لهم هذه الخطيئة. الروح القدس يا أحبائي الحال فينا مش مجرد سر اقتبلناه وإحنا أطفال وخلاص. الروح القدس هو المحرك للكنيسة اليوم، هو اللي بيوصل لينا كل مقومات الخلاص اللي المسيح أتمها على الصليب وكللها بالصعود إلى السماء. ولذلك إحنا لما بنتوب بنداءات الروح القدس، ولما بتتغفر خطايانا بالروح القدس، ولما بنتناول جسد المسيح ودمه الروح القدس هو الذي يحول الخبز والخمر إلى جسد ودم المسيح. علشان كده الروح القدس اللي جواك يحولك من إنسان جسداني إلى إنسان روحاني، من إنسان تتصرف بأكشن ورياكشن للعالم، لا، إلى إنسان تشتم فتبارك، تضطهد فتحتمل، يفترى عليك فتعز. وده ما هوش ضعف شخصية، بالعكس بالعكس. هنا وأقول طب أنا بعمل الكلام ده ليه يا ربي؟ إيه الهدف؟ إيه الهدف؟ أقول لك إيه الهدف. اسمعوا، أحبوا أعداءكم، آية 35، أحبوا أعداءكم، احسنوا وأقرضوا وأنتم لا ترجون شيئا فيكون أجركم عظيما وتكونوا بني العلي. يبقى الهدف من أني بعيش وصية ربنا مش إني أكون شاطر وكويس والناس تمجدني، لا، أنا أبقى ابن العلي. والعجيبة إنه ما قالش ابن الله، قال ابن العلي، لأنها حاجة عالية جدا إنك تشتم فتبارك، تضطهد فتحسن، تحتمل، يفترى عليك فتعظ، فتعظ، تكون بني العلي، فإنه منعم على غير الشاكرين والأشرار. أنت تبقى ابن العلي يعني إن جاء عدوك اطعمه، إن عطش اسقيه، إنك إن فعلت هذا تجمع جمر نار على رأسه. وتشبه بالعلي كأنك ابن العلي، لأنه بيشرق شمسه على الجميع. الشمس اللي برة دي مش مفرقة بين الكويسين والوحشين، مش مفرقة بين المؤمنين وغير المؤمنين، مش مفرقة بين الأبرار والأشرار، بين الأطهار والنجسين. الله يشرق شمسه على الجميع. أنت أيضا عامل الكل بمحبة، ما تبصش لأعمالهم، ما تبصش لضعفاتهم، ما تبصش لتصرفاتهم، عامل الجميع حسب ما الرب يسوع المسيح كان يعامل، حتى تكون أنت أيضا ابن العلي. لربنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد، أمين.
Tuhin omes mini soa bente paeho. Seu proscuen que rais son que rais son genomet mi.
We, Lord,